Cool. You read that?
That's a big voice.
My name is Sophia. I am 9 years old. Today is the 27th of February 2019, and I'm speaking with my grandma. We are recording this interview in Waikanae. Can you tell me a bit about your childhood, about what you were like as a child?
I had two sisters. One was 7 years older than me. One was 14 years older than me. We lived in a little old house in Newtown to start with, and we had two great big trees in the back garden, and I spent a lot of my time swinging on a swing on the tree. Then, when I was 7 years old, a good thing happened. We moved all the way out to Seatoon Heights, which is a place above Worcester Bay, and I went to a dear little school called Worcester Bay School. It was set in a lovely garden with pine trees. It was only had five teachers, and it was a very nice school, and I was very happy there.
Tell me a favourite memory of me.
I've got to think hard about that. A favourite memory, let me see. Well, I loved it in the summertime because we would walk down through the pine tree plantation to Worcester Bay Beach, and we would have an hour swimming and then we'd have to walk all the way back. So that made school very short. That was one nice memory. What's another nice memory? I know. My girlfriend and I used to build fairy houses out of coloured glass in the pine forest around the school. I always enjoyed doing that, and I loved reading. So one of my favourite times was lying in bed reading, and I would read for a long, long time.
What advice would you give to your teenage self, even though?
Not to worry too much about what people thought of me. All the time growing up, I was self-conscious. I thought people were staring at me and judging me. If I could have my time over again, I'd learn not to worry about what people thought. Just do what you think is right.
Can you tell me about one or two people that you remember who have been particularly kind to you in your life? If they were here, what would you say to them?
Well, my mother was great. She was lovely. And she died when I was just newly married, so she never saw my children. I'd like to tell her what a good mother she'd been and how much I had loved being with her when I was little. She was one good person. Another good person was my oldest sister, who was 24 when I was 12, and she was much older than me, and she was kind to me. Who else was nice to me? Well, when I was little, I used to play with the boy who lived next door. His grandparents lived there, and he used to come up on the weekend. And his name was Derek, and we used to play together when we were 6 and 7. And then we went to college together, and then we went to university together, and then we got married, and we've been married, over 50 years.
Tell me a great story you know about an ancestor. Any ancestor there is in the world that ours.
I know. Derek's great-grandfather came out to New Zealand in 1850, and his job was to send plants back to the Emperor of Austria for his botanical gardens. And he became famous travelling all around New Zealand collecting plants. And he has a panga named after him and a cabbage tree named after him. And I think the Sturm apple was named after him because his name was Von Sturm. And he was very famous for that. And he married a Maori princess.
Do you know the story of why and how our ancestors came to this country?
Well, my great-grandfather came from a little island right up at the top of the world called the Orkney Islands, and it was very cold and windy. There was only one tree on the island, and it was so precious they had a fence around it to protect it. And he came out with his brothers to New Zealand because he wanted to be a farmer and have lovely rich farmland. So he came out here, and then he married my great-grandmother.
Are there any lessons your work life has taught you?
Yes, to be kind to people, because often they return kindness to you. I think if you can get through life by being kind and being friendly and being open, that means talking to people straight from your heart, not pretending and putting on airs, but just be yourself. Finished?
Yeah.
Very good.
6 minutes and we're
done.
Are you finished recording?